The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good afternoon, Nerd Clan. Welcome back to Blake's Book Club. I'm happy to keep getting back to Voyager after doing so much of The Crown and The Crown Season 4, which was incredible, by the way, as you guys know. If you're listening to this right now and you are not the level that you need to be to get the Crown podcast, Keep Calm and Crown On at jointhenerdclan.com, please, please do so. Please join at that level, only because that podcast was awesome and the show was great. So if you really enjoy The Crown, which I really did this season, then you should take a listen to that podcast. But anyway, we're talking today about Voyager Chapter 10, White, which is Curse. This was a slightly longer chapter in terms of the audible version of it all. And if you hear some stuff in the background, if you hear some noises in the background or whatever, it's because I'm actually talking to you from my office where I work. And there's just a lot of things happening, and I haven't been able to get into the BBC with you guys in the car lately, just because it's the weather here has been wild here in Rhode Island, so I don't like talking and analyzing while driving if weather is crazy. Anyway, The White Witch's Curse. This is a good chapter, a surprising chapter, one that I did not anticipate from Lord John, of all people. There's a lot of good things happening here. Both of these men, Jaime and Lord John, trying to figure each other out. I love how it starts with Jaime in the storeroom, just like wet and cold and miserable. And he's thinking about Lord John, what he's going to do to him, and how he doesn't want to get flogged again. And he's going to have the irons put on him. It's just going to be ugly. But as much as Jaime is a realist about what's going to happen, I really like the fact that Jaime does in fact escape. He's allows himself to be caught again, and it's really because he just wants to find Claire, the White Lady. And he is convinced that it's in fact Claire, the White Lady, that the guy that was spouting off all the random stuff that he knew when he mentions the White Lady, that he is convinced that it's going to be Claire because that's what she was called in books past. Though, naturally, she's not there. She's not on the island. And he does, in fact, find the gold on the island and claims to have thrown it in the ocean. Now, my recollection of the show is I don't remember if they did or if he did or did not. My gut tells me that he does not throw the gold into the water. I just don't know. I don't know. And I also, again, the gem that Jaime hands over to Lord John to prove that he did find the gold. My recollection of that is that either it does come back up again, or it certainly will come back up again at some point. Maybe not in Voyager. I don't think in Voyager, but maybe perhaps in the next book. I can't remember off the top of my head, at least in terms of the show. But it's surprising because Jaime, I can't say surprising. It's interesting because Jaime doesn't lie to Lord John. He tells him the recollection of everything. And
It does translate what he says. He just didn't say, well, you have to tell me. Lord John didn't say, hey, you have to tell me exactly everything you know about whatever this guy says. He just simply translates it. That's such a smart play. That feels like something Jaime would do. He's not lying. He gave him his word, but he's also not telling the full truth either. And he's not required to tell the full truth at the same time. So, but there's a great response from Lord John. Instead of going the route that Jaime thinks he's going to go, he goes the opposite way. Lord John takes his predecessor's advice and invites Jaime to dinner and realizes that he needs to go a different route. And this is the part of the chapter that I find surprising. Lord John is, you know, he is concerned with what happens to his prisoners, mainly because he wants them to work, right? They need to have meat rations. They need to not be sick. He wants to kill all the rats, but people use those rats as dinner. Like, these are all big things for Lord John. And he's waiting for Jaime to slip up, to give information, to talk. And he finally gets Jaime to talk, and they play chess, and they have the weekly dinners. He tries to learn more. Of course, Jaime requests that they be allowed to hunt rabbits, and they won't do it without weapons, but, you know, with the snares that he's recommending. Though my interpretation, well, my recollection from the show was that that was how Jaime escaped to begin with, that he asked for the snares, and then when they were setting the traps, that's how he escaped, from what I recall. But Lord John, again, with another surprise, and this is an even deeper surprise, one that is smart, but I did not expect from Lord John. Though, I wonder, Lord John in the book is already somewhat sneaky in that